Hello there, everyone, and welcome to today's In Case You Missed It. We are Jason and Tony. If you missed it, a guy lost a prosthetic ear in the ocean. Well, it got found.
I didn't know how far medicine had came. Morning.
In Beaufort, South Carolina, there's a guy. His name is Merritt Yeager. He was on vacation with his family on the Gulf Coast there in Florida. Yeager was in the water when he removed his prosthetic ear to put it in his pocket. Is that an ear in your pocket?
No.
No, I'm just glad to see you.
I'm glad to hear you.
Just then, right when he put it in his pocket, a wave smacked him in his chest and he dropped his ear.
Oh, no.
Him and his whole family searched the shore for signs of the missing ear.
This is wrong.
Now, this thing costs like thousands of dollars. I mean, it wasn't just like some rubber thing he had on the side of his head. They came up empty, but not too long afterward, a friend told Mr. Yeager that he had seen on social media that an ear had been turned in to the Holmes Beach Police Department.
Well,
they found it there on the shoreline during an Ironman competition.
Of course.
They put the picture up on Facebook, and the internet took over, and the police department has shipped the ear back. Could you imagine the bubble wrap that has to be around that ear? I wonder, did the finder call the police Q-tip line? The world record for the price of cheese just got set.
Wow.
Now, don't cut it, Tony. The world record for the most expensive cheese sold at auction was broken.
Wow.
By a Spanish restaurant owner. He bought 5.78 pounds of artisan blue cheese for the low, low price of only $16,142.
That's a good vehicle.
This is Cabrales cheese. It's one of the strongest, most recognized blue cheeses in the world. Cabrales cheese matures inside caves.
What the heck? Cave cheese?
Yeah. And
cave cheese.
It's
in the ground hole rock cave.
It spends roughly between 3 and 6 months in the caves. Now listen to this.
Okay.
With shepherds rubbing and turning the cheese to help along the maturing process.
I don't want no shepherds.
I mean, this cheese is getting more action than you are, Tony.
It's sad. You knucklehead.
We saved up bad jokes and we brought you a pickin' and grinning.
Ain't these corny?
I'm pickin'.
And I am a grinning.
Tony, angered two people by calling them hipsters.
Oh, no.
Apparently the correct term is conjoined twins.
Hey, Jason.
Yeah?
What do you call a magic owl?
I don't know. What?
Houdini.
Hey, Tony.
Uh-huh.
What did the left eye say to the right eye?
Give up what?
Between me and you, something smells.
Guess what, Jason?
What?
I have a pen that can write in outer space.
Really?
Yep. It can write other words, too.
Officer Smith Wesson was here today.
Cranky again.
Hello! I'm Captain Lieutenant Mastery Gunnery Sergeant Special Forces Black Belt Green Beret Hunter Green Beret and Lime Green Beret Volunteer Fire Reservist Smith Wesson with this reminder. We're cracking down on free cold air dispensaries. The electric bill doesn't get paid by some bill fairy that waves a wand. Stop trying to cool the whole neighborhood. Plus, you're poisoning the environment.
I used to stand with the refrigerator door open and the house door also. But now that I see my selfishness, I realize I was killing polar bears and baby penguins.
Darn straight you were. You were standing there trying to decide if you wanted ice cream or a popsicle. How long does it take? It's ice cream! It's a popsicle. It's not like your pickup truck shopping.
I'm not the man that I used to be. Now I only open the door the width of my arm. Believe me, I never want to be a free cold air dispensary again. I have nightmares about the horrible things that I've done.
Stop crying! You were one of those time-out kids, weren't you?
Well, as a matter of fact,
Shut your snowflake face! He's the reason baby penguins die, and part of the reason I'm cracking down!
Brought to you by Pacadagdund. People against cold air dispensaries and cooling down the whole neighborhood.
Tony had a brand new word of the day for you.
Here you go.
And now, to expand your vocabulary, Jason and Tony present Tony's word of the day.
Squat stabbing. A squat stabbing is an accident that happens when cowboys have to use the potty out on the range and they forget they got the spurs on their boots. Squat stabbing.
That's Tony's word of the day.
Here's the best country lyric never written.
It's in the key of something.
And now, Jason and Tony present the best country music lyrics that were never written.
Two trailer park girls go round the outside. Then they went down a giant slip and slide.
That was the best country music lyrics never written from Jason and Tony.
And we'll leave you with today's
Real Good.
Some nursing home residents in Maryland had a slightly more exciting day than usual this week.
Okay, why?
52-year-old guy named Andrew Lunn works as a nurse there at a assisted living facility in Maryland. He was at work on Tuesday when somebody outside put their car in reverse by mistake and backed into a river that runs right there by the property.
Oh, man.
He immediately realized the driver couldn't get out. You know, the water was pushing against the door. The car was out there sinking.
Man, I'd panic, and that's dangerous.
So his coworkers called 911 while he stripped down to his skivvies and dove in the water.
Didn't even think about it, did he?
He got down there to the car, got the guy to roll his window down. Then he went into the car and undid this guy's seatbelt. I guess the guy driving it was just in some sort of shock.
Wow.
Which I imagine you would be if you ended up in a river and didn't mean to be.
Oh, yeah,
and
sure.
So then he pulled him out then through the window of the car as the car went under.
Wow, nick of time like in all the Hollywood movies.
Yeah, just like a movie. He got him back to the shore of the river there, and by that time an ambulance had finally gotten there, and they got him to the hospital. The guy only had some minor injuries. That's it.
Wow.
So it's really cool. It turns out Andrew used to be a lifeguard, and now, of course, he's a nurse, and he says that helps because when you're a nurse, you deal with high-stress situations. So it didn't even faze him.
Looks like the good Lord planned this young man or prepared him for this moment right here.
Andrew Lunn, you are real good. All right, that wraps up today's podcast. Thank y'all so much for listening to
In Case You Missed It.